Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and welcome again to Patriot Point Radio, where you're going to get news that you're not going to hear on the liberal media sources. Here you're going to get it from a Christian, conservative, constitutional, common sense point of view. Well, this week, Boyd, we have something interesting for you. The Kentucky Secretary of State is a fellow by the name of Michael Adams, and he has now come out publicly and has insulted large sections of patriotic Kentuckians. And here is the amazing part. Not only is he, as a Secretary of State, insulting Kentuckians, he's also, at the same breath, then asking them to vote for him, to re-elect him into office. Really kind of an amazing thing. He has been fighting publicly with patriots who have been asking for voter recounts, for voter transparency, election integrity. Now, the ironic part is, as a Secretary of State, his primary job is to ensure transparency in our elections and voter integrity, which makes me wonder, why is he the guy who is the single biggest force fighting against that and is trying to stop any patriot who's trying to see to it? Let me tell to you about this latest insult which he has done. It's an attack against Kentuckians, and it's an attack against one of our state senators. I'll read the quote to you, and then we'll talk about what it means. This is the quote that was in a tweet from Secretary of State Michael Adams. Quote, "Senator Southworth and her cronies are taking up valuable staff time with ridiculous open records requests in order to attempt to undermine the integrity of the Kentucky election system. This also prevents us from preparing and conducting a proper 2022 general election." End quote. So this is what the guy is talking about. Senator Southworth and those patriots who are trying to look into the election, he said, first of all, you're a bunch of cronies. He has gone on in other public posts to say these people are anarchist and they just want to see the world burn. This is highly insulting to those patriots who think that we should have election integrity and should be able to look into our voting process. Now, this Senator Southworth that he is referring to is one of our state-level legislators up there in Frankfort. And she has been leading the fight for election integrity in Kentucky. She had a bill here just last year that had some wonderful ideas in it. It would say, first of all, we need to get rid of these machines and have just paper ballots. Now, the Secretary of State is going around and really just lying to the state, telling everybody we have paper ballots. I want everybody to remember this. You may have voted on a paper ballot, but then what did you do with it? You stuck it into a computer, which then said, okay, I've got it, and I'll tell you what the totals are after everybody sticks it in. All we did was replace one computer with a different computer. So we still have voting machines. We don't actually have paper ballots again. We're still stuffing them into a computer. So she said, well, if you're going to have these machines, how about we put a counter on the outside of the voting machine so that when you vote, it will tell us how many votes have been registered. Now, this would still allow your vote to be anonymous. Nobody would know who you have voted for, what positions that you have voted for, but we would be able to track in real time. For those of us who want to have election integrity, we would be able to see one person goes into the voting machine and it goes ding, one vote has been recorded. No more, no less. And so at the end of the night, we would know exactly there should be this exact number of votes that have been cast. This is a wonderful common sense idea. Paper ballots or put a counter on the outside of it. Secretary of State Michael Adams said, no, no, no. Don't let anybody track how many people have voted. Don't get rid of the computers. We got to have these machines doing it. So he's insulting Senator Southworth. And then he called anybody who's for these ideas, you are her cronies. You may not even have known who this person is, but if you're for election integrity, for paper ballots, for things looking into the information, you're one of her cronies, because this is how he's insulting the people of Kentucky. Secretary of State Michael Adams went on to say that, this is the words that were in his tweet that he put out, that they've been inundated with, quote, ridiculous open records requests, end quote. First of all, Mr. Adams, this is not ridiculous. These open record requests are literally the legal rights that Kentuckians have. This is a right that you have under what is called the Freedom of Information Act. And it is not ridiculous. This is our rights. And it is insulting for the Secretary of State to tell patriots, to tell Kentuckians, exercising your rights is ridiculous. Then he's complaining that he actually has to do the job which he is required by law to do. He went on to say in that quote that I read from you, again directly from his tweet that he put out, that this is working to undermine the integrity of Kentucky elections, end quote. This is the exact opposite of what is actually going on. This is not going to work to try to undermine integrity. All of the efforts these people have asking for the Freedom of Information details to try to get election integrity, paper ballots, all of these efforts are to ensure election integrity. And to be fighting against these efforts is incredibly concerning. And it's a very insulting as well. Then he went on to say that this is prevents him and all of his people from preparing for the next election. This does not prevent you. This doesn't prevent us from having a next election. And one of the things he's complaining about, and those in his group, is that the Kentuckians who keep asking for the voter details, these Kentuckians, they keep asking for the same information over and over again. All these different people are asking for the same information, and that's taking up valuable time. Here's an example of grotesque government incompetence on display. If you have a bunch of people, and each one of these people are asking you for the same information, then after you gather the information one time, you just email it again, just hit copy and send to all of the people who ask for the same information. If you have a bunch of people, Mr. Adams, asking for the same information, it should be the same answer every single time. And if it irritates you too much that Kentuckians are exercising their rights, which you say are ridiculous, then why don't you just post the information on the public website, or have the county clerk put it on their website for the county level information, where anybody who wanted this, it is free and open to the public, could go see it, and you wouldn't be bothered so much with the people of Kentucky exercising their rights, wanting to see what is going on with Kentucky's elections. Now, this is not something that is going on and is getting the ire up of a bunch of Kentuckians, because, first of all, after Secretary of State Michael Adams put this post up, it started catching fire, and all kinds of people were getting insulted and mad. So he took this comment down off of his page after 2 or 3 days. He has gone on to block comments from several people. He has gone so far as to block and ban certain citizens from the public pages here. Now, we are not talking about a private citizen who is choosing what they're going to have said on their page. This is a public official in a statewide elected office picking and choosing who's allowed to have freedom of speech and who is not, to kind of guide it to make it look like everybody who's putting a comment up is very happy with what I am doing. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. So this is also getting some attention of some national figures. Mr. Mike Lindell, he's the My Pillow guy. Maybe you've seen his commercials. Maybe you have one of his pillows. I have one of his pillows that he personally gave me. And it is my now pillow right now, and it's a darn good one. So Mike Lindell had heard about this guy. Now, keep this in mind. Mike Lindell not only is a businessman, runs the My Pillow company, he is one of the great supporters of President Trump. He and President Trump have been on interviews together, TV together, and have been fighting for election integrity just side by side. Big buddies, Mike Lindell and President Trump. So I want to play for you now part of a conversation of Mike Lindell talking about how Secretary of State Michael Adams has been insulting Kentuckians and fighting against having open transparency freedom of information requests.
Hey, Michael Adams, he's the current Secretary of State of Kentucky. Old Michael Adams went and complained that all the people in Kentucky and around the country that are requesting their legal rights with the federal or with the Freedom of Information Act, they're upset that you have all asked for the cast vote records. Because in Kentucky, this guy says, well, you know, that's slowing up our process. We've got a broken process, election process in the United States, Mr. Adams. Trying to say you, the public, should not be asking any question. You should not ask for your cast vote records in your county. How dare you? You're slowing up the process. Yesterday, I had three requests. One county official says, I got three whole requests. And he goes, you know, boy, I'm so busy. What are you doing right now? Planning the upcoming election of 2022? You're so busy, you can't do your job? The Secretary of State from Kentucky should say, we should not have to give them that. We shouldn't have to, because that's too much work. That screws up our system. Because guess what? We have found 97% of all the counties so far in this country that we have checked have been corrupted with an algorithm run through the voting machine. In Kentucky, if you question your election in Kentucky, if you question and you want your cast voter records, if you do a FOIA request, which is your right, it's your right with the Constitution. This is what checks and balances we have in place. Mike Adams. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Mike Adams, Secretary of State, Republican, do you think nothing happened in your state because Donald Trump won anyway? So there was all these crimes that went on in the state of Kentucky, but now you don't want anybody to look into it. Give me a break. This isn't about that. This is about getting rid of the machines. Are you part of the problem, Mike Adams? They all these Secretary of States, don't be a Brad Rassenberger, Mike Adams. We're going to look into you. Why would you say something so bizarre? Mr. Mike Adams, shame on you, Mike Adams. Shame on you.
Well, again, those were direct lines and interviews from Mike Lindell talking about how Michael Adams, the Secretary of State, has insulted Kentuckians by them asking for their own voting information and election transparency. I want to leave you today with some shocking information. Did you realize it was Michael Adams, not Andy Beshear, who officially recommended that Kentucky would have 3 full weeks of voting? It was Michael Adams, not Andy Beshear, who in official recommendation said, hey, let's have mail-in voting, expanded voting, 3 weeks of voting back in the previous election. Everybody thinks that, you know, hey, it was Andy Beshear who rigged all this stuff with all these mail-in votes for 3 weeks of time here in Kentucky in the last election. Well, Andy announced that this was the idea that was officially recommended and originally came from Michael Adams. So I want to just point that out. And if you've been discouraged because you've been insulted by the Secretary of State for standing up for your patriotic rights, remember what it says in 1 Peter 4:14, that if you're reproached for the cause of Christ, happy are ye. So if you've been reproached or insulted by the Secretary of State for standing up for your constitutional rights, count it as a badge of honor. So that's all the time we have. Until next week, this is Lee Watts reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.